من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا تحسبن الذين قتلوا في سبيل الله أمواتا بل أحياء عند ربهم يرزقون. فرحين بما آتاهم الله من فضله ويستبشرون بالذين لم يلحقوا بهم من خلفهم ألا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. يستبشرون بنعمة من الله وفضل وأن الله لا يضيع أجر المؤمنين.
Brothers and sisters, greetings to all peace-loving people of conscience here today and all over the world. I commend you for taking the time out today to stand together in solidarity with the oppressed people of the world, be it Palestine, be it Iraq, be it Pakistan, be it Afghanistan, or be it Yemen. We support you and stand with the people who are being oppressed all over the world. To begin the program, we are all here for Al-Quds Day. But what exactly is Al-Quds Day? To give a bit of a definition of this, I will quote the late great father of the revolution of Iran, Imam Khomeini Rahmatullah Alayh, where he says, "It is my hope and prayer that one day we will not only see Palestine free, but all the oppressed people free. All the oppressed people." Let me remind you, today is the day of Al-Quds. It's a day we stand together, shoulder to shoulder, with all oppressed people in the world, against all the oppressors. While we see in Israel, all world leaders are standing shoulder to shoulder with the oppressors against the Palestinians, while they are suffering on a daily basis. We will do exactly the opposite. We will be the voice and hope of the oppressed as long as injustice and tyranny remains. So again, together I say, free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
JazakAllah, thank you very much. Our first speaker I would like to call upon will be Sister Karen Brothers. Sister Karen Brothers has been a consistent supporter of human rights and dignity for all people. She is with the United Church Canada and is a staunch supporter of the rights of the Palestinian people. At this time, I would like to call upon Sister Karen Brothers for her speech.
Al-Quds Day. I'm a member of the United Church, which calls for a settlement boycott, and a member of United Network for Just Peace in Palestine, Israel, that has called for boycott and divestment. I speak for myself today. I'm here to tell you, Israel is losing. Israel is not getting away with calling its devastation of Gaza, its slaughter of thousands, its nine-year blockade of almost 2 million, and ongoing land grabs as necessary for self-defense and the right of victimhood. There is a tsunami of people who have become repulsed by the atrocities, which are ongoing despite Israel's promises to stop them. The United Church of Christ in the U.S. recently voted to divest by a stunning vote of 80%. Most of them also called Israel's treatment of Palestinians under occupation apartheid, a crime against humanity. Justice is winning. An ex-head of the Mossad, Shabti Shabit, said last November that he now feared for the future of the Zionist project. Israel's relationship with the United States is at an all-time low. Europe, he said, is heading toward imposing sanctions on us. Russia is turning against us and supporting our enemies. Anti-Semitism and hatred of Israel has reached dimensions unknown since before World War II. We are losing the fight for support in the academic world. The global BDS movement has grown, and quite a few Jews are members. As Richard Falk noted, it's not the weaponry that wins in the long run. It's the righteousness of the cause. A state that privileges citizens based on religion and defends it by genocide, ethnic cleansing, and racist laws cannot survive forever. Justice will win. But there's a catch. Justice needs our help. Today, those working for almost all justice issues in Canada are threatened personally by Bill C-51, which gives CSIS virtually unlimited powers over anyone connected to issues that Harper doesn't like. Climate change, First Nations, BDS. Those we elected in Parliament who voted for this bill betrayed us. We must make regaining our freedom a priority in the upcoming election by not voting for any member of Parliament or any party that voted for this bill. We must vote only for those who will withdraw C-51 completely. Well, I'm sure that we all support the idea of a just peace in Palestine, Israel. That is not enough to make it happen. What is required of us is a zakat, a sacrificial donation of our time, energy, and love. With the image of Gaza's children who have lost the will to live before us, we must commit ourselves to freeing them by donating the same time, love, and energy as those who are benefiting from the theft and brutality. When we shop, we must take the time to read labels and understand who benefits from a purchase. Take the time to discuss concerns with merchants. Many will thank you for informing them. Take the time to write letters to media to encourage them to end censorship. 2 weeks ago, two prominent Canadians tried to break the siege of Gaza by boat. Their tasering and abduction to Israel was not even mentioned by the CBC or mainstream media. Shame. As Chris Hedges advises, the only way to make an impact is by working through groups. Organizations provide focus, discipline, and safety, and working with like-minded people is a joy. Come and join the Friendly Palestinian Solidarity Groups holding vigils every Friday from 5 to 6 by the Israeli Consulate on Bloor Street, across from the ROM. Join the United Network free online at unjppi.org. We must work together for a just peace that will come sooner rather than later. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.